And then I asked myself, where does homophobia come from? You know, and I gotta put the blame on the Abrahamic religions, right? You know the ones I'm talking about, right? Christianity, and then like the other two I can't mention or else I'm mean. No. First of all, the Abrahamic religion people, you gotta stop saying that yours is the one true religion, okay? It's not even the first. Okay, it's preceded by religions like Hinduism, Zoroastrianism, ancient Egyptian mythology is older than some of them. Saying your religion is the one true one is like saying the only Lethal Weapon movie is Lethal Weapon 4. Like, what? No, 1 through 3 never happened? Just a weird one with Jet Li? And we let old religions get away with everything. No one says, peep, look how awkward it's gotten in here right now. You are all afraid. They're fucking awful, right? We're all like, smash the patriarchy till it comes to religion. And we're all like, well, we all have different cultures, you know? Like, if your culture's ingrained in the... Gesundheit. Should I say L'chaim? If your culture's ingrained in the notion of manipulating the hearts and minds of otherwise good people so that your holy men don't have to get off their ass and go to work, that's not culture. That's a fucking cult. Thank you. You know, like you read the Bible, according to the Bible, genocide, pretty rad. Being gay, no es bueno. And being a woman, not exactly sold on that either. Half this fucking planet is women. Bible's like, you know, we think you could do a little better than that. And they're responsible for a lot of harm in the world. We don't say shit about old religion, and then some people have the gall to make fun of newer religions like Scientology as if they're worse. You know, there are places in the world where being gay is punishable by death for religious reasons. At least Scientology lets you cover it up so you can be in a couple Mission Impossible movies. If Tom Cruise came out of the closet in Iraq, they would chuck him off a building. And you know it'd be him because he does all his own stunts. Yeah. We've got sectarian holy wars that have been going on for 14 centuries between Shia and Sunni just because they practice a slightly different form of the same religion. Like, you guys know Elizabeth Moss from Handmaid's Tale? You guys know she's a Scientologist, right? John Travolta would never murder Elizabeth Moss just because they practice a slightly different form of Scientology. No, worst you would do is maybe imagine her with a cock and chest hair and jerk off in peace. I gotta say, Judaism's probably like the least harmful of the three Abrahamic religions. Like, anti-Semitism is fucking bogus, man. You ever hear someone say that? Anti-Semitism's bogus? Just came out of my mouth. How can you not like The Chosen People? Okay, all they do is make all the best movies and shrug a bunch. What's not to like? Okay, how can you hate a man named Shloimeh? Plus, Jewish titties, come on. Come on. You can almost hear them greet you when they bounce. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Whoopi got in trouble, though. Did you guys see Whoopi Goldberg got in trouble for saying the Holocaust wasn't about race? Bit of a clunky point, Whoopi. I guess she's trying to say that, you know, it was about racializing people and stuff, but it just didn't come across very elegantly, you know. But, you know, is Judaism a race or is it a set of ideals, you know? I always thought it was kind of a set of ideals, but some people fight you on that to say, no, Judaism's a race. So I'm like, well, it's the only race I know that I can convert to. I can't convert to Japanese. Doesn't matter how much anime I watch. But it is, it's a set of ideals. Some people say they're half Jewish. That always cracked me up. You know, it's like being like, I'm actually half communist on my mom's side and half pescatarian on my dad's side. We share a lot of fish. But that's fine. You're only Jewish if your mom's Jewish, too, right? Like, if your dad's Jewish, go ahead, eat all the bacon you want. If your mom's Jewish, good luck throwing a football 10 yards, Mordecai. All right. That religious stuff made you guys uncomfortable. I understand. Just remember, I wasn't wrong. Okay. Well, we'll switch it up. We'll do some dirty stuff for you guys before we get out of here. Yeah.